Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Sartori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. Again, congratulations on the sweep last week, Tom.
Thanks, Schultzy.
This time of the year, heck, at any time of the year, sweeping on the road is never an easy thing to do. Two completely different games. You want to win tournament time. You got to win games like that, don't you?
Absolutely, and guys found a way to get it done.
The game really wasn't a 5-1 outcome on Saturday night, but if you're going to win a game come playoff time, you're going to need to win games in different ways, aren't you?
Well, exactly, Schultz. Yeah, I think we've been on the other side of that as well, where we've played some pretty darn good games this year and lost. And, you know, Northern did everything they had to do to win that game. There's no question about it. They outplayed us. They had the better chances, but we found a way to score that first goal, and then we popped in a couple after that, Schultz, and that obviously really helped it.
There have been a rash, it seems, as of late, not just in our league, but across college hockey, of suspensions for hits. Are we seeing a rash of these? Are we just seeing flukes? Are we seeing an increased focus on them?
I think it's more your focus, Schultz. And I think once it happens the first time, I think it's a lot easier for the specific leagues to obviously, you know, start handing out more suspensions once it starts. I really do. And I think there's a lot of things that go into that. And, hey, don't kid yourself. Coaches are involved with that. They see one of their players, obviously take a flagrant hit. It's frustrating. And then they make sure that the referee-in-chief evaluates that, and they got to make decisions. But the bottom line is we're in this business to protect the players, and the players need to be protected. And I think, again, I think the second half of the year, when things obviously again become a little tighter, I think those things happen.
It usually leads to an increased talk then on full shields and whether or not that's going to make players feel less invincible and not make that hit. It's going to be an ongoing conversation, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually, to me, it's just it's wasted conversation. It's just one of those things that we don't need to talk about. I don't see it happening. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't see it happening. I think it's going to stay status quo. But you're right, Schultz. Sometimes, again, some of these hits become pretty violent because, again, you have all that, you got all that armor on.
Do you not talk to your players about big hits for the simple fact that they might be thinking about it then? Or do you just let them play?
I let them play, but I'll tell you, it's gotten to the point where in the third period, I'll say, don't blow anybody up. You know, we just can't, you know what, because you don't want to be in the penalty box. You don't want to be in the penalty box with 4, 5, 6 minutes to go. And, you know, you got to watch yourself a little bit right there. And you want to pressure the puck. But if that means you go in hard and you stick check or rub somebody out, it's one thing. But I think you better watch yourself as far as, full contact, mostly again in the third period, because it's a bad time of the game to go down shorthanded.
On to Alaska Anchorage, two ties up there, two rather strange games from my perspective. Big leads that neither team could hold on to. Second half of the year, they just got blown out last week. None of that really matters once the puck drops, does it?
No, it doesn't. And there's a lot of desperation in their game, like there's desperation in our game. We're fighting for home ice, and they're fighting for a playoff spot. And there's a fine line between a lot of teams in this league, and they're a good hockey team, and they're better than their record. And, we better be ready to play hockey.
More of Tom Sartori when we return. Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz with Tom Sartori, the Beavers Hall of Fame induction weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about your counterpart down the hall here. Jim Scanlon is being inducted tomorrow. What's it like with a former 50 great walking around these halls every day?
Well, he's a good person. That's first and foremost. Scanny's a great man. And he's deserved and earned everything. You know, every award that he's been given, he's earned it. And this is a big award, and it's an award he's earned with his body of work for 4 years at Bemidji State. He's one of the great goalies, if not the best goalie to ever play here. He won a lot of games, boy, as a goaltender. I think he might have won 82 games. And it's a lot of wins. You know, it's a lot of games you're playing, and it's a lot of wins. And, he played on some championship teams, and again, he was the key cog in a lot of those teams.
Kelly ran into RH out and about town earlier this week and just asked him about Jim, and RH says he could have been the best athlete in any team that he played, no matter the sport. That's kind of that era, isn't it, where guys were multiple sport athletes and pretty good at everything?
Exactly, and those were the days too when your best athlete, basically your best athlete was in goal. And A lot of great athletes were in goal in those days. And just if you take a look back at the days, the style was different. I realize they're all butterfly goalies today. But back then, you take a look at the style, looks odd today. But when you look back at those, you know, those clips of the 60s, 70s, and 80s right there, those guys were very, very athletic. And they were quick. They were kind of more reflex goalies. And Scanning was one of those goalies.
Do you know any of the other inductees or not?
Yep, Kim Czar. Kim played basketball here when I was here in the mid-80s, and she was a heck of a guard for the, you know what, for the basketball team. And they had a lot of success, a lot of great team success in those days. And Kim was a high end guard for the Beavers.
It's this way now. Was it this way before? All the athletes on campus were tight-knit group when you played or not?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're a small enough school, I think, where we really respect all the other sports and you really get to know each other. And I think the John Glass Fieldhouse had a lot to do with that because, again, all the sports were anchored in the John Glass Fieldhouse. Hockey, basketball, football, their dressing room right there, and all the other sports. So I think we are. I think we're a very unique school from that standpoint. A, we're a smaller school, but B, I think Schultze, have everybody confined in the glass really helped, I think, the camaraderie of the athletes.
Best of luck tonight.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.